Welcome to the after show from Warm 101.3 at warm1013.com. We'll start out with a little nerd news. You guys want some nerd news?
Give us some nerd news.
Yes, all right, Tony.
Now, I did not know this. There are four forces of nature, okay? I love the name. Well, if we know that gravity is one, electromagnetism is the other one. My two favorite ones are called the strong force and the weak force. I love how scientists name things. Okay.
Huh.
First of all, the Big Bang. They named that the Big Bang. I mean, a three-year-old came up with that. I'm sorry.
It was a Big Bang.
Right, exactly. I mean, the universe formed, and these learned people came up with something called the Big Bang. I'm sorry. They come up with a better name. Anyway, they think now there may be a fifth force of nature, which they've been watching particles called muons move around in a way that they can't explain. So they think they don't know what to name it. They don't know what it is.
Hmm.
But, so we're finding out so many things that we don't know anything about yet. It's just amazing. The stuff that's out in the galaxies and in the universe that just blows my mind. You know, the dark matter, the black holes, all that stuff just fascinates me because it's there and we live in it if you really think about it.
Right.
Okay. It's just strange stuff.
Well, here's
so hopefully.
Like, we're in the Milky Way, right, Tony?
Right, yes.
So how come I can see, if I'm in the Milky Way, how can I see the Milky Way?
Well, because it's so vast that you're just in part of it.
It's okay? just weird to think when I look up at the sky and you can actually see the haze of the Milky Way.
Yes.
Think, but I'm in the Milky
Way. I'm in the Milky Way. Yes, I know. And how about this one? Won't blow your mind? We're going to be colliding with the Andromeda Galaxy in another trillion years
or
whatever.
Oh, great.
No,
just
but here's
great,
the thing.
Tony. Way to ruin my day.
No, listen to this, though. We will collide with them, but because space is so vast, there won't be any collisions. We're just going to move through. Yes, there will not be any collisions of planets or stars, anything like things like that.
Hmm. We're just going to miss each other.
Yeah.
How do they know that?
That's the thing. Who knows? But because it's happened before, they've watched other galaxies collide. You know.
Oh,
and
wow.
They don't. There's nothing. I mean, it's just that's how big it is, and it just blows my mind. We'll never be able to understand that stuff.
No,
but it is fun to ponder it, isn't it? I love pondering it.
Tony, such the ponderer.
I'm the ponderer. Yes, I can come up with a song for that. Anyhow, who's up next
the ponderer,
here?
The ponderer.
That's right.
He's the ponderer.
So yesterday, I walked into Nate's room again.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, who are you talking to? And he goes,
who do you think?
He says it every time. And I say the same kid's name every time. It's one of his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll go, no. And it was a girl again.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But it's a girl who has a boyfriend.
Doesn't matter.
I don't understand this.
She's setting him up.
For what?
For getting rid of the boyfriend.
Oh.
And he'll be next. It's okay, because then she'll break up with him and go to somebody else. And it's just going to happen.
I mean, clearly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he... And then one of his friends, because I looked on his phone, sent him a video of a girl sitting on another boy's lap on the bus. They're in sixth grade.
Ooh.
And the kid was like, I told you. I told you. And Nate was like, yeah, I didn't believe you, but okay, you were right.
Well,
so yeah, I'm just like, why are children sitting on? It's COVID, people.
Why are
you on another child's lap?
Well, because that's the school bus where all the good stuff happens.
Apparently.
Does Nate ride the school bus?
He does in the morning. In the afternoon, he goes to the community center, so he doesn't.
And here's something interesting I had no idea. What time does he get on the school bus?
Early.
Like how early?
Before 7.
7? Because I don't know what time Shane's boys get on, but it's early. They ride 2 hours on that thing before they get to school.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Wow, that's crazy.
I asked him. I was like, oh, do you mind? They're like, nah. You know, they just have their devices or their little games and things they play. And so they don't seem to
mind. Is it really 2 hours? That sounds like a lot.
Well, they live down there in the middle of nowhere. The neighbors are like 20 miles away. You know what I mean? The kids are all over the place. And I remember when I was young, oh my gosh, I was so bad, guys, to my mom, because my mom was a stay-at-home mom. And so she would take us to school. And mom liked to sleep in. She still does. In fact, sometimes I call mom around noon and she's just waking up. Right?
Oh, wow. Jeez.
So mom's a night owl. And when we were young, she would have to wake up and take us to school. And I remember mom, she's like half asleep, right? But I was so bad. If mom was maybe 5 minutes late, picking me up from school, I would yell at her. Be like, where were you?
Oh,
I had to wait here for 5 minutes.
You entitled little thing, you.
As an adult, I look back and I'm like, what a little brat. Like, my mom has nothing else to do than sit there and be like, oh, yes, I want to be prompt in picking up Nikki from school. Yeah. You know?
Did your sister act like that or no?
I don't think so. I think I was just a little brat at one point. Not my whole childhood, but
right.
I just, it makes me cringe some of the things I did when I was a kid.
Right.
Oh, believe me.
People change, Nikki.
Oh, I also said, did you guys tell your parents you hated them?
Never. Never did that.
Oh, whoops. I
used to tell my dad to shut up and call him by his name. Shut up, Ken.
I wouldn't smack a kid, but I'd want to smack a kid
right.
for that.
And I was a teenager, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So I had a half-brother, and then my half-brother would start saying, or no, my stepbrother would start saying it to him. Shut up, Ken. And so years later, he'd look at me, because then my half-brother, who's 17 years younger than me, did not hear it from me, because I had left. He would say it.
Shut
and my
up,
dad
Ken.
Looked at me one day, he goes, see what you started? I'm like, that was like 20 years ago.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing. Shane is a dad. He would not
No,
be
you don't put
that.
Up with that.
Yeah,
no.
I think our parents put up with a lot more than we would. I don't
Isn't
know why
crazy?
That is, right?
Yeah.
Because I would yell at my mom if she were late too, Nikki. I would have yelled at her.
Isn't that horrible?
That is terrible. But Nate wouldn't even think about saying anything to me.
I want to know when it started that we picked up our kids at school, because I did it too. I never got picked up at school by my parents. You know, and when did that start?
Apparently Nikki's grade.
Yeah, my mom, she always picked us up.
Yeah, that's when it started.
And we could have walked. Like, it was close enough, we could have walked.
Yeah.
Yeah, same with my kids. They could have walked home.
Well, Nate can't walk home, so that's not an option.
Yeah. But, that's crazy, because, man, I just took the bus.
Yeah. Know? I took the bus, too. And we had, probably like your fiance's kid, a very long ride to school.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
I promised to tell you what else was addictive besides nicotine.
What?
Which is good for you. Turns out music.
Music is good for you. Another reason to listen to Warm 101.3.
Right.
Exactly. It does the same thing with the dopamine, you know, like all that other stuff.
Oh, and it makes sense. It makes you happy.
And it's good. It's good medicine. So, I mean...
Wait, does this also include that music that's like...
You know, for some people, Nikki, yeah. Okay,
wow.
Everybody has their thing they like.
What is that music?
You know, that hard rocker where they're like screaming, they're like...
Yeah, I know, I can't stand that stuff. I never liked that stuff as a kid.
Oh my gosh, it's horrible.
Is it still a thing?
Oh, I have friends. My friend's boyfriend is in that kind of band.
Really?
Yes, girl.
Oh, I didn't even know that was still a thing.
Want to go to their concert?
You're like, no, I don't want a headache today.
We're going to headbang and then get massages the next day.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
That would hurt if you ever did that.
Girl, I remember headbanging once back when alternative music was big in the
90s. Yes, I know.
My neck hurt so bad. I was like, I'm never doing that again.
I don't remember ever doing it.
Don't trust me, Christy. Okay. You'll break yourself.
Probably shouldn't try now then. That's probably bad. Okay.
Well, it's funny because even as a kid, I mean, I liked music on the radio that I wasn't supposed to like, which explains a lot why I'm working at a soft rock station. I mean, I love rock and roll. Don't get me wrong. I like heavy rock, you know. But I was, you know, into... You know, don't forget, I went to school in the 70s, so I was into music like from the Carpenters and Bread. You know, I didn't like Led Zeppelin back then. I didn't like the Rolling Stones back then. I like them now. But
I don't like any of those rock.
Yeah, well,
bands.
You're not supposed. They're not aiming at you. You know.
Yeah.
But there was music I wasn't supposed to like because I was an 18-year-old boy. What 18-year-old boy likes the Carpenters? I just thought Karen Carpenter had a beautiful voice. And I guess it's because I love music so much that I like pretty much all types of music, except for opera. I cannot get into opera. And every time I see something on opera on television, I just laugh out loud.
How do you not love opera?
Stop you.
Phantom of the Opera is
Come
here.
Come on, Tony.
I'll try.
Okay, just checking.
Not a big country fan either, but...
Country grew on me later in life.
Oh, it does. You know, a part of my problem with all music is that there's... See, I separate music into two categories.
Yeah?
Music and product. And product is what people like Britney Spears and a lot of the country stars
are. The boy bands.
Yeah, okay. Ba, and the boy band. It's product. Now, some people like, you know, Justin Timberlake came out of that, and he's great. Okay, yeah. I'm not saying that those kids weren't talented. They were very talented. I just thought that the people behind them, it's happened throughout, you know, music history.
Right.
That they just make product, you know, for the radio to make money. There's a difference. So some of it sucks. Some of it's good. But like Justin Timberlake came out of NSYNC, he's amazing. I don't know, he can sing anything.
Oh, he's so good. You
know? Yeah.
What's JT doing, by the way? He's got new music, movies. What's the guy doing?
I think he's just raising a family right now and just living off the royalties. He's got enough money in the bank for the rest of his life. I'm sure he'll come back with something. He's been out of the, you know, out of it for a little bit.
They never like stop working.
No, why would you?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, the Rolling Stones are touring there in their 80s.
Apologize. Wasn't he apologizing?
Oh, to Britney.
To Britney and to Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let him take the fall on all that.
I never understood why she had to take the fall and not him. He's the one that actually did the thing.
I know, right? I don't understand that either. How does that happen?
Yeah. I remember watching it and thinking, did I just see what I thought I saw in front of my kids?
Yep.
That was just too much.
I'm sorry. That was ridiculous. That was,
yeah.
It was, right?
Yes.
Anyway.
That was ridiculous.
Ridiculous. All right. That's what's on our mind this morning, America.
Yes, it is. I mean,
so have a nice weekend. And if it's sunny where you are, get out and cook some dogs on the grill. We'll catch you on Monday on the radio. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.